What's being hidden from us about Mars? It seems there is so much to say about Mars, and what we don't know about it, we could fill books on the subject. There are high-ranking people in our government and former government officials and military who are bursting to get the truth out. We know non-disclosure agreements hold many of them back, and also the fact if they are in the military, and they don't want to disobey orders. If it wasn't for these facts, we would hear a lot more about what is really going on in connection with Mars. Some of you might be tired of reading about Mars, since I do write about it a lot, but believe me, when the truth finally comes out and the government admits what is there, it will probably change the history of the human race. This brings me to the fact an article has come out about a former general who had decided to tell what he knows about Mars, and I couldn't resist writing about this. It stated Albert Stubblebine, a major general who was commander-in-chief of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command, had something to say on this subject, and when someone of this rank who is in a position to know what is really going on speaks, we should listen. Many of you will remember how I have said there are ruins on Mars. Here is a quote from what the general said: "There are structures on the surface of Mars. I will tell you so that there are structures below the surface of Mars that cannot be seen by the Voyager cameras that happened in 1976. I will also tell you that there are machines on the surface of Mars, and there are machines under the surface of Mars that you can look at, you can discover in detail, you can see what they are, where they are, who they are, and a lot of details about them." I don't know how he would know this, but one way would be if we already went to Mars and discovered these things. Notice he didn't use the word ruins, so it makes me feel there may be functioning structures there, and as far as these machines go, they could be anything. The important thing is this has to point to intelligent races having been there or still being there. If an intelligence race moved underground, perhaps we would not notice them from Earth. The general is dead, having died in 2017, so he cannot be questioned about his former statements, which is truly a shame. The disinformation machine worked overtime in trying to discredit the general. The fact he was an important leader in Project Stargate, which was a US Army project established to investigate the potential for using psychic phenomena for intelligence, was twisted to make him look like a kook. Many people believe the program, which claimed to be cancelled, is still being used today and may be one way we have contacted alien races. This might also be the way the general found out what was on Mars. Stargate had been successful in locating where hostages were located in Iran. Proof the disinformation machine was trying to stop the general from being believed can be seen in many places. Take the headline, for example, which states, "Weird US General, Albert Stubblebine 3. Another reason he angered the government was the fact he claimed a plane never hit the Pentagon. He claimed he saw a photo frame which showed what looked like a missile hitting the Pentagon, but later the object was changed to look more like a plane. An interview was conducted with a man named Randy Kramer. Kramer claims to have spent 17 years of a 20-year tour of duty on the planet Mars. He said he got there from 1987 and was a member of the secret space program. He was not the only one. Another man named Corey Good also claims to have spent time on Mars. They claim there are corporations running the Mars base. They also state, we have not been told the truth about the atmosphere on Mars, and there is breathable air, enough for small animals and plants. Kramer claims we have been on Mars since the mid-1960s. Notice the date. This would mean the entire Apollo program was a fraud, since we had the ability to land on other planets before the first Apollo landing. Can the moon help us to infer there are things on Mars which have been hidden from us? Dr. Ken Johnson Sr. was a consultant employed by Brown and Root in the Lunar Receiving Laboratory of NASA in 1971. What is so interesting about Dr. Johnson is the fact he states he could see NASA employees airbrushing out details of anomalies in photos of the moon. If NASA was doing this with moon photos, wouldn't they be doing the same with Mars photos? The answer is yes, if there was something they didn't want us to see. This begs the question, how does any photo get past these people without being altered? Some people who work at NASA have stated off the record if they can get a photo of an anomaly past censorship out to the public, they will and have. Another whistleblower who worked for a contractor in NASA's photo lab named Donna Hare has been cited by the website Express, as also stating while she worked at NASA in the 1970s she saw NASA employees in the photo lab rushing out UFOs from photos. In 2010 it is said a remove viewing project conducted by the Farsight Institute was able to discover an industrial site on the surface of Mars which was spraying out some type of liquid. Apparently remote viewing is not dead. In 2016 an investigator noticed something strange on the horizon of a Mars photo. When magnified it showed a dome, a tower and what might be an aerial. Several domed objects were found on Mars. A very interesting video which shows some structures can be seen by copying the address from the article and pasting it into your browser's address area. I believe several things are happening on Mars. I think there is a military base or bases there. Archaeology is going on at a frantic pace as the military is trying to discover advanced devices, and there is also a chance we are not the only ones on Mars, and could be working hand in hand with extraterrestrials. Dr. Brian O'Leary, a former NASA astronaut and professor of physics at Princeton University, said, "There is ample evidence that we are being contacted, that civilizations have been contacting us for a very long time."